I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Death to America is the three-word chant that encapsulates Iran's fury at the United States. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs explains.
America is held up as sort of the great Satan and the cause of all that's wrong and evil in the world.
But reformist President Hassan Rouhani wants to ban the slogan. Will that change the way Iran sees the United States? Unlikely. Is it a push for religious freedom? That's even more unlikely. Nothing's expected to change for the persecuted church, which includes the advance of the gospel.
One of the things that we can pray is just that they will know the Lord's presence and that they'll know they're not forgotten.
Meanwhile, every day in Guatemala, 14-year-old girls and younger are having babies. Sexual abuse is rampant there. Poverty is the cause of most of it. Kids Alive International understands the problem and is reaching out to these girls with The Oasis, their residential home for child mothers. Kids Alive's Corby Dukes describes the problem.
We're averaging 5 calls now a month to receive a 12-year-old girl, usually who has just given birth.
Duke says they pray over them, give them counseling, teach them biblical values in God's Word, and provide training so they can care for their babies. Many turn to Christ. Kids Alive is opening another home. Funding and prayer are needed. And this year, Christians are giving members of the military a gift of eternal importance. For every $5 donated, Biblica is partnering with Family Christian Stores to give an NIV Military Bible to a soldier or NIV Finding Hope Beyond the Battle Bible. The campaign lasts till Christmas. Pray many lives will be moved during this campaign and that the gospel will touch the lives of those serving overseas. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you disappoint God with your best gift? I'll send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.